Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, about it.
Yes, hey, cowabunga, howabunga. I suppose I come up with a lot of other silly and subtle things to say, but I'm not thinking that today is the day to be subtle, right? Or maybe, I don't think any
day is the day to be subtle.
That's right. It's June 9th. Hello. It's the Good Day program. Hello. It's Jay Kirshner. Hello.
Hello.
It's Doug Steffen. Hello. Here to enthrall you with the activities of the world, the trending items, the things that actually are on the charts. I'll give you a little preview of the talkers charts for this week, which we will be discussing in detail on the Talk Radio Review and the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stories of certainly you would expect that we would be talking, Jay, about the presidential race. We will talk about the infighting in the Republican Party. We will talk about the immigration problem. We will talk about the smoke problem. You see those pictures of New York? Good God.
Oh, the time-lapse video? It looks like something out of a horror film.
It does. Yep. We will talk about what's going on in the gay and then some community. Ah, the Bidens are being investigated. Imagine that. Trump is being investigated.
Imagine that.
Yes, the Russians are still at war with the Ukrainians. That's something to talk about. The Chinese are going to build a base in Cuba. Our friends that we've helped so much to survive are going to build a base in Cuba. It's to help protect Cuba, so they say. From what, would be my question. And if we had any brains, we'd be normalizing. Well, that's one of the things that Trump did that was bad. We should have complete relationships with Cuba, period, end of story. All right, well, anyway, so those are some of the things that we will be yakking about during the Talk Radio Review. I thought it was interesting. You know, we always are doing trending items, trending things, talking about the world with hopefully a great degree of relevance, right? And that's Jay's job, it's my job. So I thought it was interesting looking at some of the things that are online at this moment. One of the big things is a shark attack in Egypt. Did you see about that? That's an interesting kind of...
In Egypt? No, I didn't see this one.
Yeah.
How old was the victim?
I didn't see that. I'm just looking quickly at lists, frankly. Braun is not going to make electric shavers anymore. They're going to power them with gasoline engines just to kind of buck the trend. No, they're not really.
I was going to say, are we playing, like, real or fake news?
A friend of mine who runs a hardware store said to me yesterday that he was told by Toro, which is the largest domestic manufacturer of lawnmowers, that they will no longer make a gasoline-powered, engine-driven, gasoline-driven lawnmower. Do you realize? I looked at him and he rolled his eyes. He bought an extra 100 to sell this year because when people find out that they're going to be all electric, they will. I'm sure some people will embrace it, and some people will turn their noses up, as I am. Because of the ludicrous focus, the craze that is a part of this whole electronic revolution, which, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's going to backfire, and backfire big time, because it's going to be so expensive, A, and B, and this is the more important angle here, which is not something that I'm just coming to. This is something that many people have been talking about for months, if not years, that we will drain the electric power system to the point where it'll be in gridlock. And people in hot states like California, where they've really gone progressive, in a manner of speaking, will be without power and they will be without air conditioning, and they will be miserable, and hopefully they'll vote out guys like Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, you know, especially when you look at... Well, yeah, with the power grid and how they already do some practices of, well, we don't want to crash the system, so we're going to start doing rolling blackouts, where it's not like there's something, some natural event that is happening causing this.
This is man-made.
Humans.
It's like the recession we're in. It's all man-made.
Yes.
Government-made. Yeah, right.
And there are some households that cannot do without power, cannot do without electricity, whether it is because they have medical devices in the house or, yeah, this is, and not everybody can afford a backup generator.
Well, I have one because I need to have power to do this radio program. If I don't have power from the normal natural sources, and then I have a generator that flips on and goes and powers the whole house and all the farm.
Going. Do you remember my last house? It was above ground electric wires, and my power would go out if the wind blew. It was awful.
That's what happens here.
I mean, it's going out.
Old rural neighborhood, narrow streets, people who are drunk on the weekend come down the street, these narrow, windy roads, and crash into telephone poles all the time, knock them over, power goes out. But the electric company and the folks that do utilities like Verizon, we can't do that. It would hurt our investors too much. We don't have the money to do it. That's why PG&E let the fires burn or created the atmosphere in which the fires would burn in California, because they'd rather kill people than to disappoint their investors. So there you go. Speaking of killing people, Pat Robertson's passed away. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then there's Father's Day. Father's Day and what to do for your dad on Father's Day. I've been talking the last couple of weeks about Omaha Steaks. They have come to the table with a fabulous deal. Just $99.99 gets you your dad's favorite gift package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. If you haven't done that already, you can do it right now. And if you want to get the best deal possible, enter the code 30DOUG, 30DOUG, to get this package. Listen to this. This is, by the way, a 60% savings on what these grill packs all have in them. The bacon-wrapped fillets, the boneless chicken breasts, the pork chops, no bone in them either, the jumbo franks. I've heard a lot of people talking about those. That's kind of what really feels like Father's Day, isn't it? Cooking these hamburgers. By the way,
grill masters.
Eight free Omaha Steak burgers in this $99.99 deal. So, if your dad's a steak eater, the takeaway from this is that you have the best possible combination. You can choose from a variety of all kinds of packages, as I just went through, and as you go through the website, omahasteaks.com, you'll get hungry just kind of looking at them yourself. So, minimum order required, that $99.99 is the deal. Place the order today and have a wonderful Father's Day, courtesy of Omaha Steaks, and you, remembering that your dad likes things like this, and you will be the hero. It's 30 Doug. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you enter the code 30DOUG, and have a great Father's Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle, plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in 30DUG into the search bar, order your dad's favorite gift package. Well, I guess you got the point about Omaha Steaks and Father's Day week from this Sunday. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. All right, one of the other things that is trending is the El Nino. I was listening to the newscast at the top of the hour, and the focus on El Nino and what it means. And I don't know whether we can kind of coordinate this with what's going on in New York City and the dryness up in Canada and the fires there. So this is a warm weather pattern in the Pacific Ocean. And that shapes droughts and heat and things. The
it affects hurricane season, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. It usually takes and grabs about the same time. And maybe this is no coincidence. I don't know the answer to that specifically, Jay, but you make a good point, because June is the beginning of the hurricane season as well. And there have already been a couple of the tropical depressions that have started and formed in that area near the equator in the Atlantic. And is that where it's like an 84% chance of some kind of moderation in temperature? So this increases as we're talking about the whole business of, it's called Southern Oscillation, by the way, according to NOAA, a National Oceanic, National Oceanic, why do I, National Oceanographic Administration, whatever it is, it's
NOAA,
headquartered down on the Cape. Anyway, this is something that will affect the weather for, obviously, all of us, farmers and that sort of thing. Stronger the event, the more likely it is that areas known and impacted by things like hurricanes are going to be affected. Now, this moderates. Sometimes it changes. There have been years when there was an El Nino and it sort of stopped midstream, if you'll pardon the pun, to La Nina. So, you know, the El Nino is the masculine side of this, supposedly the tougher side, the warming phase. Yep. And then there's La Nina, that's the cooling phase. So the
frigid,
feminine.
Huh? La Nina. Yep. You know there's a joke in there.
Yes, there is. So anyway, we will have looking at the long-term forecast for the country. And when I say long-term, you know, you can go to the various weather websites and you can see like the next week or 10 days. And sometimes I find that AccuWeather is pretty accurate, almost down to the hour. Have you ever noticed that? Now, because I'm in farming season and I need to kind of know hour by hour more to do my haying than anything else. With El Nino.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so it'll be a wet summer. It'll be a hot summer. We are having here in the Northeast a lot of rain. I should have started my haying on the farm just about the time it started to rain again. And so now we haven't done that yet. Good luck to those of you farmers who are doing that. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, 23 after the hour, Friday, the 9th of June. First full week is under our belt now in the month of June. And you have sunshine, lollipops, and roses. And also, those of you who are followers of the 700 Club are probably sad today because Pat Robertson, the well-known televangelist, he and Billy Graham, I don't know if you would put them into the same category or not. Pat Robertson was described often as the leader of the religious right. I don't know whether that's what people feel or not. I happen to have worked for him for a little over a year. I found him to be, I guess the best way I can put it is he was an interesting fellow and had lots of angles, came across as one thing on television and was in real life something different. That happens a lot with the people. Anyway, he was familiar, certainly. He was, in terms of politics, very involved and wanted to have people of the religious, of the people who were members and watchers to the 700 Club, he wanted them to know where he stood and where they should. It was like, this is what you should do. So from being a pastor to being a strong political force, that's the history of Pat Robertson. We'll have more on this in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma in lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson has died. Born in 1930, Lexington, Virginia, Robertson was known in households across America and around the world for more than a half a century, reaching millions as a prominent religious broadcaster and influencing conservative politics in America for generations. In 1960, Robertson founded the Christian Broadcasting Network, a pioneering endeavor which included his television program, The 700 Club, a source of spiritual guidance and enlightenment for Christians across the globe.
Welcome to The 700 Club.
A year later, he was ordained as a minister of the Southern Baptist Convention. His pursuits outside of broadcasting included founding Regent University, Operation Blessing, writing 15 books, and an eventual run for the presidency of the United States in 1988. While his bid was unsuccessful, his campaign transformed GOP politics in America, uniting the evangelical movement into a central political force in the Republican Party to this day. We remember Pat Robertson.
Well, as I said, I remember him from having worked with him, worked for him, actually. I never worked with him. You didn't work with Pat Robertson. You worked for him. And if you didn't believe in the religious and other traditions that were part of his family and the political side of things, then you were out. His father was a powerful U.S. senator, and he grew up around politics. He was described as the leader of the white evangelical Christian church, which I thought was very interesting, and the Christian Broadcasting Network, which he started in 1960. He had telethons like the PBS. He was actually the first one to do that. Instead of people think that PBS was the first to do it, no, it was Robertson. He got a lot of money, made a lot of money this way, and so anyway, a lot of people have a lot of thoughts one way or another about Pat Robertson, who has passed away. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of my listeners get married and they postpone child rearing for careers, but then all of a sudden they decide that they want their human baby number one. But before the stork arrives, listen to me carefully. Socialize your dog and cat to kids, especially if you've been previously childless. Make sure your pet's familiar with typical baby sounds, smells, and items. You can actually download the sounds from the internet and play them at a gradual increasing volume for your pet. Bring home a doll to simulate what a baby's going to be like. Work your pet in correcting any behavior problems before the baby arrives, like jumping or chewing or any problem like that. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, make sure you take your pet to the veterinarian for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail clipping. And make arrangements for your pet's care during the hectic time when you, as the mother, is in the hospital. Your pet's daily routine should be kept as normal as possible, and particular attention walking and feeding. Your baby and your dog or your cat should be best friends if you follow the tips I just gave you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed. disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not, you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Who's got the sweetest disposition?
Who cares?
One guess, guess who? Who never, never argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament? Who's never wrong but always right? Who never dreams of starting a fight? Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
Hi, well, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know that today is National Donald Duck Day. Donald, could you hold on for a second? I'll introduce you and talk to the world about what this day is all about. This is the first day that Donald Duck was actually introduced by Walt Disney, June 9th, 1934. Donald, I didn't know you were that old, frankly.
Yes. Oh, I have a cold. Actually, I have a walker.
Jay, can you understand what he's saying?
No, but all I can think of is the line that Donald always says, it's exasperating.
Exasperating.
Yes.
Donald, I would like to have people hear sort of the updated version of Donald Duck and talk about some of the issues of the day. For example, what does Donald Duck think about diversity? Okay.
Is it bad line?
Right. You're an uncle to three ducklings. How are the ducklings behaving? Okay. I forgot. Did you ever actually make an honest woman out of Daisy? Have you ever gotten tired of all of the movies and all the animated cartoons that you've been in? That's a lot of work, isn't it? And you still live in Duckburg? You lived a long time in Duckburg. Do you still live there? Donald, what makes you so relatable in the world today? You were something that was really swell in 1934, but it's 2023. So how have things changed in your life over these years?
Taxes. More taxes.
Now, see, I can understand that. All right. The voice of Donald Duck is actually the voice of my dear friend, longtime colleague, and a participant in making this program hold together as part of the glue of this program, Bob Kloppenstein, for whom I first worked in 1960. All right, okay, come on. We'll tell a couple of questions here. Yeah, right. I think you, as a matter of fact, Jay, you published a picture. Will you stop it, Donald? Will you become Bob now?
No.
Okay. So, Bob.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Give me a break here.
It's
early in the morning.
That's true. So I think you published a, you put up on the Doug Stephan, on the Good Day website, or did you put it on Facebook, Jay?
On your Facebook, yes.
Facebook, okay.
A picture of you all?
Picture of the Radio Rascals. It was like a WBZ. Yes, it is. WBZ sort of reunion for four of us, and then there are a couple of other local invaders to the party who do local radio on a station that we're actually heard of up in Lowell, Mass. The WCAP. Anyway, so one of the many things that Bob has done over the years, being program director of a dozen or so great radio stations, run some great
radio stations.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, listen. Well,
and most of them long enough for a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's the way of the world when you're doing this sort of thing. That's why I wanted to do this instead of doing the thing. Because we were talking about this the other day. I've been on at least a dozen stations, and I think you agreed. Didn't I say that? I've been on about a dozen local stations, in addition to doing this broadcast, maybe more than a dozen stations. If I had to
You've
sit
been
down
on every
down.
Radio station in New England. Come on, Doug.
Yeah, I have. Well, that I have. I've been around. Anyway.
When I knew you, you were on a different format station every night. One night you were on beautiful music,
right.
WJIB Boston. The next night you were on WBCN Boston doing hard rock. The next day you were on WBZ doing, you know, chicken rock or adult, whatever the heck we called that music back then.
Yeah.
So, and then the next day you're on WEEI doing talk.
Hey, listen, we had a varied career. It was good to do lots of different things. And
then you were on WNRI down here doing new births and obituaries.
I was doing all these things at the same time. And that was the thing, or many of them I was on. Remember we used to laugh about Sundays when I was on WJIB, I was on WBZ-FM, and I was on
WNTN and Newton.
WNTN. Anyway, so the world of radio, fascinating place. One of the stories that we tell, and we'll cap this conversation, the fun that we've had over the years.
Please do.
One of the neatest things we did, when you were leaving WBZ to go to WOWO in Fort Wayne, there was a party that was held, and the fellow who was your boss managed to procure a couple of ducks as a present for you. And so the evening that the ducks appeared at this party, everybody said, well, what are we going to name these ducks? Well,
they brought them in a cardboard box.
Yes. And Bob's real name is Marvin, and my real name is Dudley. So guess what the names were, Jay, for the ducks? The ducks
name Dudley.
Marvin and Dudley. And there was a famous broadcaster in Boston named Jerry Williams, who was on WBZ in the evenings, and he was heard in 40 states, had the biggest ratings in the country, and he was quite the character. I think that's a good way of describing him, don't you? He was quite the character.
He was an originator, one of the best.
Yeah, oh,
he blazed trails that no one had done before,
including dealing with a couple of ducks. So we brought the ducks over to the studio. You could never get away with this today. We brought the ducks over to the WBZ studios. It's on Soldiers Field Road in Boston. And brought the ducks in.
Everybody knows where that is.
Well, the people around here know. It's always not important. Okay, so bring the ducks into the station. And in those days, the studios had airlocks, so there was a door outside and a door inside to protect and maintain the soundproofing in the studio. So we decide to Jerry Williams is doing a commercial, and we decide to open the door, the airlock, and the inside door, and let the ducks go into the studio.
And, of course, he couldn't see us.
No, he just saw the ducks. The ducks come quacking in, and that I don't think we have any of that sound. And did you ever save the audio from that?
I wish I had.
I know. The funniest.
He was such a pro. He just kept going. I mean, he's reading his commercial for Charlie's Tire Service or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And
the ducks are quacking in the background.
He says, "Oh, I think a couple of ducks just walked in the studio." And then he went back and continued doing the spot.
Yeah, right. Anyway, and Bob was always known.
Least, but.
Yeah, no, I didn't faze him at all. So the whole point here is as we talk about Donald Duck Day, et cetera, the whole reason that Bob became the voice of Donald Duck in the sense that he has was because of the duck that noises that he made. And when they were thinking of a good gift to give him, as he said, why not ducks? Right? Quack, quack. No, that's not so.
Anyway. I make all kinds of noises, but that's one of the best of them.
All right. Well, happy Donald Duck Day, Donald.
Boy, thank you. My mouth.
Bye. There's another broadcast moment that will go down in history, if you will. The program, I don't know if a Progressive wants me to say this at this point, but I guess I'll take a shot at it anyway. Progressive Insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, your RVs. Protection is yours on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, you can go online to progressive.com.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have
have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Well, this was a song that I used as a theme for a quasi-local sort of farm or local. Yeah, it was more local institutions, but because my focus was on the farm, that became the theme. And thus we used the chicken song. When I was working on the FM station, not the FM station that Bob was talking about, playing chicken rock, I was playing another kind of just hits. But I've played on music radio in the 9 years that I was playing music before I started doing talk. It was every conceivable format, from beautiful music to what they call middle of the road at the time, to, as Bob so cogently referred to it, as chicken rock. So anyway, I've had a great time over the years, and I expect to keep going. I don't know that I want to play chicken rock again, although I wouldn't mind doing a stint on Sirius XM. That would be kind of fun. Maybe the 60s.
I could see you doing that, yes.
A lot of fun. All right, something serious here before we run out of time. The Supreme Court, shockingly, on a 5-4 decision, has ruled that Alabama has discriminated against black voters. You would not expect this to come from the Supreme Court because of the political makeup, but because Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh sided with the three liberal judges, the decision has shaken and annoyed a lot of right-wingers. In Alabama, more than 1 in 4 residents are black, about 27%, about twice the national average. And the state's current congressional map includes only 1 black district out of 7 total. So you can be sure that's going to change. But what it does is show you how incredibly racist some of these Southern Republicans are. Like it or not, that's really
still very prevalent, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. So this, the Supreme Court says it violates the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So Alabama and Louisiana, which has the same problem, are going to have to redraw the congressional districts before the election next year in order to give black voters a fair and equal voice, which is only fair, frankly. And you can say Justice Thomas, of course, went the way of the right-wingers. Anyway, I think he's disgraceful. And that's it, the Supreme Court story, at 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi,
this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I guess we can present on the food, farm, and family portion of the program. Mostly, well, some people say there's always bad news. But there's good news as well as bad news in our food, farm, and family report, which you can hear every day. And you can get the essence of it on our website for food, farm, and family, foodfarmfamily.com. So we could have a moment of silence for the workers who were crushed to death by potatoes and debris in a warehouse collapse in India. These things happen.
Oh,
they're
so
always
awful.
The problems that are in the food industry is not only recalls that you have to deal with, but it's working conditions. Farms are very dangerous places, frankly. The equipment, I think about this all the time when I'm getting off a tractor and we're doing things in the field. You got to be very careful with the clothes that you wear. And it's also for the same reason these workers were crushed to death and died in this warehouse collapse. Same thing happens in a silo with the gases that are created by the things that you put into the silo. A lot of people have died because they weren't safe or smart when it came to working in a silo. And farming is just, it's just dangerous. All right, today is National Meat Prep Day. The food preparation, one of the oldest behaviors on the books, as it were. The great decline in terms of how many people are eating or preparing meals versus going out. I think that's part of this.
Yes. Right? Well, and also trying to minimize time. Anyone who is doing a nutrition plan where they have to weigh their food and make sure that they're only eating a certain amount, it's just easier to not have to do it for every meal. You can do it ahead of time, like once a day for the rest of the week. Yeah. I have found, though, if you don't like eating leftovers, meal prepping is not for you. Because
did I say meal prep or meat prep? I think I may have said meat prep in one.
Well, hey, it's meat prep. Meat prepping is included in meal prepping.
Meal prep, yes.
So not wrong.
Because of this, though, there are a lot more people eating fruits and veggies, right? Fiber stuff, because it doesn't take any time.
Yes, they're pre-cutting things up and everything.
Yeah.
And if you don't like eating leftovers, you can always meal prep things in the sense of cutting things up, measuring them out, anything you need to do. And then it's easy grab-and-go cooking. Even. So it's not like you have to cook one day and then reheat the rest of the week. You can cook each day, but everything's already cut and prepped, and that's half the battle. A lot of times I know we'll go get takeout because it's like, the cooking part's not the bad part. It's the prepping everything.
It is. It's prep time. All right. It's also recall time. There are certain salad mixes. This becomes so old. Why in the world are you eating this crap? There's a company in Indianapolis that's recalling various salad mixes because there may be metal in the salad. Good God.
All the more reason to meal prep.
Yeah. Yes. These products were distributed in the Midwest mostly. Fresh, apple, cranberry, walnut salad, turkey, Caesar salad, chef salad. Listen, the bottom line is if it has H.T. Hackney Company as the creator, manufacturer, distributor, bring it back to the store. Demand your money back and also get money for the time it's taken you, the inconvenience of having to bring this stuff back. All right? Another recall to make sure you understand what's going on. Regal Health Foods International, I love these names. They're in Chicago, recalling Regal Gourmet Snacks. They're milk chocolate raisins. There's a tub of them that they produce because it contains undeclared peanuts. These companies are so badly run. What the hell's the matter?
And it's not like it is just the chocolate-covered peanuts that are in this. It's just somehow some of them got mixed in with the rest of the product.
Yep.
Because we have been seeing a lot where it's one item, it's just completely packaged wrong, but it's an entire item. This is, how did this go?
Regal Gourmet Snack Milk Chocolate Raisins. Bring them back. A lot of people bought them at Dollar General stores around the country. That kind of tells you what the quality is of these things to begin with. It says in the recall notice to call Regal Health Food. No. Bring them back to the store, especially if it's a Dollar General store. Make them pay you for your time. All right, there's a CBS segment that's been on the air highlighting how bugs are added. We started talking about this. I don't think we've given as much time as we should. This was on CBS Saturday Morning, and the focus was how insects will change the food game. Is that for the better or the worse? Europeans are doing it all over the place, but I'm not sure I'm ready for bugs covered with chocolate. You, Jay?
Absolutely not. No.
Take a hard pass on that. All right, 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.